on an ever-spinning reel.
You're listening like to Advice Live with Roy mountain. Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Good evening, good evening. This is Roy Masters. I have recovered from last night, from the horror I have perceived with the Veterans Administration. And it got to me when I saw the immense amount of thousands and thousands and thousands, 238,000 men dying because they had to wait for therapy and it never came. And I couldn't handle that. I can't understand America, not the America I know. And there's something else. So let me not commiserate with yesterday's program. It touched me a lot, I have to admit. But now I want to talk to you about something that's much worse in scale. I don't know where I got this from. I had the origin just a few minutes ago and I accidentally erased it. But this is what I want to talk to you about, abortion. And this is what the writer had to say, just a few paragraphs. Abortion toll has risen from 38 million to 59 million. Accordingly, that 30% of our entire younger generation, you know, XYZ altogether, no other generation in history has suffered that kind of toll. It's as if we had a nuclear war that wiped out the population of 93 of our largest cities. Within three short years, that count will climb to include our 100 largest cities. 93 are the measure at this moment, and it's climbing. Now, I want to address this, because I've written articles about abortions so many years ago, over and over and again, warning of the dangers of this and the demoralization of our country for to allow that to happen and to think of it as a normal thing and a right. The right to be wrong, the right to murder. You think those children are not inside them, are not human? I mean, God, what kind of person is this? What kind of people have we become? If a dictator should arise in the United States of America and decree that all blacks, Jews, and the disabled were not human, therefore could legally be terminated, would that seem wrong to you? Well, it would surprise you to know that a lot of people would see nothing wrong with that at all. And it seems like every person, every race and color and creed has their share of degradation, torture, murder, and genocide. Every person listening to me has relatives and grandparents who suffered murder and mayhem. And so, what are those people? What is that percentage of people who would see nothing wrong with it at all? Is it you listening to me? Or do you feel as disgusted? Well, I don't feel the feeling of it, but otherwise I'd go crazy. But to see the immense immense injury, the horror, the unhuman or inhuman things going on just recently. Do I have to say it? That babies are born live and they're just cut up in little pieces, you know, to sell for whatever reason is crazy. Where's the hue and cry? Oh, somebody puts a swastika on a dormitory of black people. It could have been another black person doing it, but it's all it takes was that to spark what's going on all over the country. Yes. Black Lives Matter, big deal. There's a way of dealing with that. We can discuss that if you want to. But not now. I'll keep it in this category later on, and we'll talk about it some other time. Right now, I just want to talk to you about the genocide of all these babies and how it's affecting our country. And it's like Nazi Germany. And you could be next. So hold the line. I'll do some more.
Foundation of Human Understanding, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Your financial assistance is absolutely necessary to keep this program on the air. All donations are tax deductible. Write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528, call 1-800-877-3227, or visit FHU.com. Your financial support is greatly appreciated.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
So let me say this again, just in case you didn't hear the opening, which was the subject of most of my program this evening. And I want to make an appeal to anyone who had an abortion. There's got to be a lot of guilt here. There's got to be. The abortion toll has risen from 38 million to 59 million. That's 30% of our younger generations, you know, XYZ altogether. No other generation in history has suffered that kind of toll. I'm reading this from from somebody else's writing, so I don't want to steal it. When I find out who this is, I will give them credit. But credit, I'll give them. God bless their little cotton socks. No other generation in history has suffered this kind of toll. It's as if we had nuclear war that wiped out the population of 93 of our largest cities. Within 3 short years, that count will climb to include 100 largest cities. If a dictator should arise in the United States of America, which he's already the first one, and there's another one coming after that, if this one doesn't stay in office through martial law, we don't want to go into that. Anyway, if a dictator should rise and decree that blacks and Jews and the disabled were not human and therefore could be legally terminated, would that seem wrong to you? Well, in America now, not the America I knew then, there would be very few of them, but there's lots of them right now. Brainwashed, of course. And you know, we need to discuss brainwashing, don't we? Would it surprise you to know that a lot of people wouldn't see anything wrong with that at all? Yes, and it seems like every race and color and creed has their share of degradation, torture, murder, and genocide. Okay, so the question is, how can anyone whose brethren within living memory have suffered the humiliation of being degraded and marked for extinction? I know I lost a whole family in Europe under the Nazis. No, only one survived. So possibly, it's possible then, in the light of what we see happening to babies, that to justify the murder inside his mother's womb and also outside, maybe you can actually choose your oldest son or the youngest one who gets in the way, and you haven't got enough money to run anything. You'd be surprised what causes people to do under duress and mind control and making everything evil popular and everything good evil, see. So that's what ISIS does. It looks at little innocent children and The little children attack ISIS, in a sense, mentally and spiritually. Their beauty. You know, I love taking pictures of little children, but not adults. I got lots of pictures. I'm a fairly decent photographer. I know how to do, you know, how to make the changes. But the new kinds of techniques I can't use anymore. But I like making pictures of children because they glow. There's something about them that glows. And that glowing, I'll just bring it back to Al-Qaeda, that frightens them. It threatens them. There's something beautiful unfolding like a flower. And there's such a thing as evil. There's such a thing as evil if you don't open your eyes. There's such an evil over there with ISIS, and there's evil over here in this America. I mean, somebody says black something counts, black lives count. And all of a sudden, just how easy this is, just how easy this is going to be. Somebody puts the swastika on the black dormitory in a university. It could be a black person wanting to create it. It could be a black person. It doesn't have to be a Ku Klux Klan. But you don't question it. All of a sudden, there's a big roar of not fair, et cetera, et cetera. No discussion at all. Free speech goes down the window. Or maybe the chancellor of the university didn't act in time. But it's such a small thing. You could just let that go. But we know that such a thing is like gunpowder. All you have to do is put a swastika or whatever it is, and all of a sudden everybody's fighting for something. One needs to understand that we are on the edge of a precipice of morality, and we're all struggling. Most of us struggling on drugs, alcohol, you know, education. Education can just as easily be an opiate, but we won't go into that now. I just don't want to stray off into this. I just want you to understand that you could be marked in the future for extinction. And we've seen this happening in many places. I will bring to your radio in just a few minutes. The answer is simple. Racism is not what you think it is. It is merely one of many justifications to vent hatred and to find pleasure in judgment and murder. So if it's a little kid, you see, you take... Do you take your frustration out on your children? Oh, that's right. So it's like murder. It's the beginning. So if you get frustrated, you have a fight with your husband, or your husband has a fight with the boss or something like that and comes home and takes that out on the wife, and the wife gets impatient with the kids. See, something's happening. It's a cause and effect, an effective becoming cause. And so we need to understand this a little bit more better. So what I'm saying with is the answer is simple. I said racism is not what you think. It's merely one of the justifications, just one, to vent hatred and to find pleasure in the judgment and the murder and the suffering, to project suffering on a person, to relieve oneself of suffering. It doesn't really. It makes you more hungry to kill and to beat and to hurt. But you can't do this. Nobody in their right mind, see, would do this. But you have to be in your wrong mind. But nearly everybody is in their wrong mind. If you have a cycle like this, doing unto others what we've done unto you, Can you see there's a cause and effect? There's an original cause, and somebody is corrupted. But you say, but if you look around you, you see everybody's corrupted. Yeah, even the best of us have secret sins, don't we? No one's perfect. But there is a perfecting, there is such a thing as becoming perfect, which is a process I would like to introduce you to. It's a becoming. You don't want to be part of what's going on. You need to learn to stand up for yourself and not to be afraid. But the trouble is, it's so rampant that if you stand up, as I am doing, I don't know what would happen to me if I started to talk like this in a university. So what we're dealing with is a special kind of person who is not limited to race and creed. For example, in Rwanda, other so-called superior blacks slaughtered 1 million, almost 1 million, vermin ethnic blacks. Black kills blacks. Even now, blacks kill blacks, with the hypocrisy is Black Lives Matter when they're killing each other. But nobody brings attention to the fact that is a compulsion to kill. To kill whatever is less innocent or more innocent is food for the whatever is a saying. I can't find the right saying for that, but it's food for the grist. That may not be anything at all, but it's a point. I'm making this point in a terrible way, I know. But what I'm saying, we're dealing with a special kind of person, not limited to race, and are sitting in Rwanda, the superior blacks slaughtered 1 million of their own. And World War II saw 18 million whites slaughter one another because of difference in their politics. And in the Jewish war against the Roman Empire, Jews turned on one another and arguing over strategy instead of dealing with the enemy, they killed each other. And then the Romans finished them off and they threw them out of Israel. In the killing fields of Cambodia, people were executed simply for being an intellectual, a school teacher, a doctor, lawyer. In Northern Ireland, white Irish Christians continued it in those days to kill white Irish Christians simply because of difference in their Christian doctrine. And if we're not careful, the time will come when your own family members will say, yes, even your own children will find pleasure in betraying you to death. Your own children. There'll come a time where children will want to kill their own parents. That is scripture. Turn on your own. Do you see this? So let me take it a little bit more. Do you see that we're not really dealing with racism here? It is racism, of course, but it's a common thing with different names. Because not all whites are racist, and not all blacks are racist. There's good and evil people of every race and color and creed. It's just that demagogues know how to harness and unleash the repressed, smoldering venom of the immoral majority or minority. I'm not sure what it is yet, but it looks like when I look at the abortion numbers, my God, it looks like everybody in the country has had an abortion. It gives it 100 different, 98 cities. It represents the number of aborted kids. As I think I said, it was 98 cities. In a couple of years, it'll be 100, if I'm not mistaken, with the perfect numbers mentioned in the article I read and could not find to give them credit. So, but this is just me. So I say you have to understand that something in America has happened. Somehow we've lost our way. And what I mean by that, we're lost our virtue. And we tend to be intimidated. See, this, the intimidation we're talking about, I'm talking about, just let me just take a slide shot here. Because somebody put a swastika on the black, the room of a black American in one of the universities. And so all of a sudden, violence, yelling and screaming. All right, so we're not dealing with racism in a sense. What we're dealing with is everyday life. Do you understand to the degree that you are more like ISIS than you realize? See, do you have frustration with your kids? Now, how is it you get frustration with your kids? Because somebody was frustrated with you. Maybe when you were a little kid. See, and maybe so, because it's happening in my house. My wife is held, been demoralized when she was a kid. I mean, demoralized, having a bad family and that kind of thing. The usual stuff. And she's never let it go. And she would do to others what was done to us and look for approval outside the home. And so I had to take care of all these different things. It's a fact that many of us don't realize that we are what Jesus says we shouldn't do. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. What is really happening to you in this country is doing unto others as was done to you. So you see, there's got to be a cause of the doing. Just let me make the point. There's got to be some cause of the doing. And where would you find the cause of the doing that ends up with such frustration? In other words, we become, in our country, so frustrated because of someone, usually beginning in your home life. And with a continuum in the schools, etc., and just the world in general. So it seems to be coming from everywhere. Doing to others that was done unto you. So only the strongest, meanest survive. And what do they survive on? You being a coward, not standing up. So when somebody does something to you, let's start from any point in space here. Any point in space, not starting from the beginning, but anybody. You can go out anywhere, any place, and somebody will be mean to you. There'll be nice people too, don't get me wrong. Somebody could blow smoke in your face sitting next to you in the bus and enjoy the fact of blowing smoke in your direction just for the hell of it, etc. How do you feel? You react. You get upset. You become imprinted. You become demoralized right in that moment. And that has a continuum. In other words, it doesn't stop. You leave the bus. But that's not the only time you got upset. There's several times you got upset with this person and that person. And you suppress it. And you push it down. And if you are a decent person, you just push it down to the point where it kills you and makes you ill. But most people will find some opportunity to vent it on somebody. That's not much different from ISIS, except to the degree. Except in degrees. But it's happening. See, because abortion is now, will be soon, a 58 million. In other words, 58 million women decided to kill their own babies. And it's okay, and it's legal. And now we're talking about babies being killed outside the womb for their parts. And there's a little hullabaloo, and you forgot it. Let me go back to my time in England. where people were decent. And go back to America. When I came to America, which is 65, 67 years ago, we would have been shocked. We weren't that kind of people. There was also, of course, people doing it, but not legally. And it's the legality is what is dangerous. Look at the kind of president you got. Well, how did you get him? He was a nice guy. He deceived you. Well, why could? But what do you mean deceive? What do I mean by deceive you? Well, because you're deceivable. And what I mean by deceivable, meaning you lack something. You lack the ability to detect the dark side of a person. And especially those who know how to appeal to this and give you a sense of worth, basically promising never what he doesn't deliver to most of us. What I'm trying to say is the reason why you have this president and the danger of another one if you're not careful is because you're morally demoralized. What mostly leads to abortion is improper sex. It's improper sex. In other words, two dogs copulating in the alley with no real court care for each other, the man being the most important person to condemn. Because men should not fiddle with other men's children. A beautiful 18-year-old child. Would you like to, if you are a father or a mother, think this way. Would you like to see your little girl, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, even 21, 22, 23, 24, would you just like to think of someone diddling with her? Excuse the manners here. But would you really like that? Would you really want her to, or would you want to have a man that loves her, courts her, and waits for his time to marry? See? But it's not that way anymore. Somehow along the way, we've been demoralized. Like putting condoms on bananas. I mean, I'm talking about 20 years ago, 30 years. I'm saying it. I don't know why I'm saying it. I couldn't say this. It would stink in my mouth. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe that they teach the kids in school this. That's a violation. But there's no outcry. You can't teach my kids this way. I'm taking my kids out. Or it gets worse. They become so demoralized by the teachers and the parents look the other way because they want two cars in every garage and two chickens in every pot. And have lost interest in the love of their children. We're not talking about everybody, are we? Well, if the cap fits, wear it. This has got to stop. So let me continue. I said we're not really dealing with racism at all when you see all these murders. Every race and color and creed have suffered demoralization, degradation, murder, mass murder, genocide. Every one of you in your past. But what keeps it going? What keeps it going? It's happening in the Far East, but it's also happening here.
Hi, this is David Masters, and I want to talk to you about supporting the work of my dad, Roy Masters. I think of the word gratitude, and I wonder how many of you have that sense or that feeling. The word actually means the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation, and to return kindness. When you support the Foundation of Human Understanding, you're showing your gratitude. You're showing that you've been helped, and you're showing that that has value. Not only that, but you're thinking about future generations that will need to hear this message many years into the future. Remember, your donations are tax deductible, and they go to supporting this work on the radio, in the prison ministry, and for the military. To donate online, go to www.fhu.com/donate. That's fhu.com/donate. Or through the mail to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Gratitude. It will make all the difference in your life. It may seem that there's nothing you can do about stress, but you can instantly have more control than you might think. Roy Masters shows you how to conquer stress by taking charge of your thoughts, emotions, anxieties, and changing the way you react to problems. Do you realize that every time you think a negative thought, your body reacts as if it were in the grip of an actual tension-filled situation? Well, there is an antidote. Download the ebook, The Secret Power of Words by Roy Masters, on Kindle and Amazon.com. William Wolfe says, this book is perhaps the single most dynamic weapon available to counter the tremendously destructive influences of the raging cultural revolution sweeping the world. Download the ebook now at Amazon.com or read the ebook, Meaning and Happiness, Overcoming Stress, Fear, and Pain. Download at Amazon.com on Kindle. In fact, there are many more titles by Roy Masters available for instant download right now at Amazon.com. Just search Roy Masters on Kindle and Amazon.com to positively change your life right now.
It's time to face the facts. If you don't conquer stress, stress will conquer you. Dr. George Hader, psychiatrist and diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology.
It's the only approach that I've ever seen in the whole field of psychology which allows you to become independent, which doesn't just set you up to take the next course in whatever type of psychology that you may be studying. It truly teaches you how to understand yourself and make decisions on your own and gradually grow as a person, become more confident and more effective.
Be still and know. Visit FHU.com and download the concentration exercise entitled Be Still and Know. Be Still and Know is rooted in ancient biblical principles that help you fight those unseen forces that up until now you have not understood. Visit FHU.com or call 1-800-877-3227. Be Still and Know and begin a new life free of fear, worry, and struggle.
Untold thousands have acquired helpful insight into their lives through help from the Foundation of Human Understanding. Your donations and continued patronage allow us to continue our work to improve the human condition. Through our radio extension of Advice Line with Roy Masters and our website at FHU.com, we will continue to offer answers to the tough questions that life presents. Great inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation. Roy Masters offers his meditation exercise titled Be Still and Know on the Foundation's website, FHU.com. Now you can release the binds that tie you, learn to break those unhealthy addictions, overcome anger, rage, and insecurity. It all begins with a proper mindset. The Foundation website offers you the gateway to a more meaningful existence. Inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation, titled Be Still and Know at FHU.com. You can also call the Foundation Monday through Friday at 1-800-877-3227. That's 1-800-877-3227.
Like a circle in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning, on an ever-spinning reel, as the images unwind.
This program is brought to you by the Foundation of Human Understanding, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Your financial assistance is absolutely necessary to keep this program on the air. All donations are tax deductible. Write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Call 1-800-877-3227 or visit FHU.com. Your financial support is greatly appreciated.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
I'm talking about the horror of abortion. And just for the sake of you who are just joining me, I can't give you the whole geschmear just yet. But I can just say what I was talking about. Abortion toll has risen from 38 million to 59 million now. That's 30% of the entire younger generation XYZ altogether. No other generation in history has suffered that kind of toll. It's as if we had nuclear war and wiped out the population of 93 largest cities, and within 3 short years that count will climb to include 100 of the largest cities. And that's what I'm talking about. Abortion is simply a slow road to China. It is cause and effect, effect becoming cause. Pretty soon, you know, there will be a dictator that will arise. And why will I say a dictator will arise? Because we're all so rotten. We've become so rotten. And not just in just having babies and aborting them, whether you're married or not, but for sitting there and not doing anything about it, and not with full outrage, and not worrying about what the media says about you, whether you lose your job or not. Okay, so David wants to talk to me about this, and I'll continue my discussion with you. 800-866-8883. 800-866-8883. If you have guilt, I haven't discussed this kind of thing before, but if you're as guilty as hell for having an abortion, maybe I can show you a way to redemption. Even a murderer can be, a thief on the cross can be redeemed. Because it's not you that does this thing, but sin that made a home in you. And so I'm not blaming you. I'm saying you are easily influenced. And you're easily influenced because of the prior generation. It's going from generation. David, go ahead.
Yeah, I want to enter into it because...
Yeah, go ahead.
There's something that needs to be sort of excavated here. And I'll use a movie because I love movies as examples.
Yes, you do.
Back in the 80s, late mid-80s, there was a movie called The Lost Boys, and it was about a family that moved into a town that was full of vampires. And the younger kids saw and knew that they were vampires, but the mother didn't. And so the vampire had been able to compromise most of the people in the town, and this mother was the kind of the last one he was after. But in the storyline, they made it so that the vampire couldn't come into your home unless he was invited.
Yes, I get it.
You hear what I'm going with this now?
Yes, I am. I do.
So when I looked at life, and I tell you, this is a really great metaphor to me, because when I was young and growing up in this insane world that we live in, I saw the world as making an invitation to me to come into that world. But there are things that I would dare not even consider. And this is where this discussion gets really interesting, because, you see, once they knock on your door and you open that door, it's too late.
That's right.
If you don't open that door and you don't want to find out what's on the other side of that door, that's when you've exercised your freedom of choice.
Exactly.
Not to go there and not even to consider it.
Yes.
And see, what these things do, though.
But you're saying it's easier said than done, you see.
Well, yeah, it is true. But the thing is that people make mistakes, and if they learn from their mistakes, they learn that they should never have done what that mistake was. They see that they made a mistake.
Well, the problem with that, David, is whatever sin there is some kind of external influence, not remedied by the internal remedy, which is salvation and redemption. And we all come into the world innocent, but lose it because people before us have lost it. And of course, if you go back far enough, you get back to Adam and Eve, through one man's sin, and death through sin spread like a disease, a pandemic, throughout the whole human race. And so we're doing to each other compulsively, for even from the day we're born, we get demoralized.
Okay,
and we don't even know we're being demoralized. We don't even know that we were being demoralized, but we think it's us. And
this
us that is not good, is not happy with itself, and it has to take it out on somebody else.
And then
somebody else takes it out on somebody else. It never stops.
I get that. But you know what? Like I told you last night, I said I'm optimistic about the future of our country, because I see how many people are tired of what it is that they've allowed to happen. And that's why the politics of the day is no longer boring. It's no longer the politics as usual. It's we got a whole level, new level of things happening in this country. But it's the point I want to make is that the stress of your life and these choices and these decisions that people make, it defines you. And when, you know, when I'm dealing with situations in my own personal life and I come up against people that are, I could tell that they're struggling with something. And I say to them, look, this stress is actually not bad for you. It's actually good for you because it gives you an opportunity to make a right choice. Because you can always make, it's easy to make a wrong choice, but it's not so easy to make a right choice.
But David, but you see, but when I'm a talk show host, I guess not exactly like everybody else, but I'm a minister and I have to look things in a metaphysical way and not just in the ordinary way. And I see 280,000 odd soldiers dying for the want of help. And we don't care. I see the how many people have committed abortion and killed their babies. What was it? I have to go back. I've got to be accurate. Just let me just look, see where I got this from, please. Just 1 second. Yeah, here it is. It's 38 million today, and in 3 years it'll be 59 million. And that's 30% of our younger generation, and no other generation in history has suffered the same kind of toll. As if we had a nuclear war that wiped out the population of 93 largest cities. When you look at it that way, it goes crazy.
But remember,
3 short years. That will climb to 100 largest cities.
Let's go
what
back for a minute.
What kind of people
though?
Are we?
Let's go back for a minute and remember that Khrushchev told us that he would conquer us without firing a shot.
You're damn right. And that's why you this is a gradual invasion of communism from one generation to another. It takes 3 generations or 4 generations to do what is done, and with the media being the biggest culprit and the biggest set of liars to make this happen. And hide the truth from us. And make me look like a bad guy. And I could have, if I had been able to stay on the air and gone the way without that all that terrible stuff they threw at me and called me all kinds of names.
See, I wish you wouldn't do that because
it's changed the future. It changed the future.
Well,
those babies didn't have to die.
No, they
we
didn't.
Would be a different country.
But Dad, for those people,
we may not survive.
For
this.
The walking wounded, for
yes.
The people out there who have been ravaged by the culture wars, there is a new way. There's hope that you can.
I know that. And, I know there is hope.
But
somebody has to yell.
No, I know what you're doing, and I'm saying I'm adding another component to it.
All right.
I've walked through that same world. I've been through that same hell. I've come out the other side wiser and stronger, and that's because I understood what you taught me.
Yeah, but you didn't leave dead kids behind.
But no decent person in their right mind would do such a thing. But those people who suffer as they wake up, those people have to be rescued, and that's what the mission of the foundation.
Exactly right. That's the point. But they have to realize that they are guilty.
Yes.
But there's nobody, it doesn't seem to be anybody standing up
no.
like I am doing
Dad,
right
not
now
true. It's
to
not
put
true.
A stop to this.
There are millions and millions of people who are pro-life in this country.
Yes, but not, it's already to be pro-life, but where's the, excuse the expression, the balls?
But
Where is it?
Let me tell you about this. Let me tell you about our leaders, which I call misleaders.
That's right.
The Republicans, the Democrats, not really much different. You know why? Because they're really more...
Well, this group today is a lot different.
Yeah, well, the new group that we have coming in right now is being... But they're being shaped by the popular opinion. People want conservatism in this country, but my only point is...
What is conservatism? Is to conserve what the values that we had when we're closer to the basics of virtue that we once enjoyed in America.
Well, right. And listen to me, understanding that Ben Carson and Donald Trump are the people that are out front because they're not inside people. They're not inside politicians.
No, I know that. We won't go there, though.
No, but I want to make a simple point, and that is there is a tipping point. If you looked at the last election, almost the entire country, almost every county voted for conservative leadership, but they failed. They failed us again. And all I'm saying is we are at the verge of a brand new era. Like Ronald Reagan said, it's morning in America. There's a new America
say this.
Ahead.
You're saying this, we're on the brink of a new era.
Yes.
Yes, but it's already too late.
For some.
No, it's too late for all of us.
How is that possible?
The horror is not over yet. He's still got one more year. You have no idea what's going to happen in that one year. In other words, you just can't just say, well, just wait for the next election. There may not be one. That's what I'm trying to say. That's all I'm trying to say. In other words, we have been so... The number of us have been so demoralized as to play the games, the sexual games I was talking about. Games, a dangerous game to have sex and have babies and then kill them because they're not convenient. What's the matter? What is... They're so suggestible that they can be the average American, all those 59 million, see, they can be convinced that it's normal to kill their baby. And then when the whole thing ratchets it up, and then you find that the babies are coming out whole and cut up in little pieces, there's still not much screaming going on. Say stop, it's enough. I'm saying. It doesn't stop. Pretty soon, older people will be that way. But every race and color and creed, I've said in the beginning, we've all suffered that. We've all suffered. Every race and color and creed has experienced genocide. Everybody. Why? Why do blacks turn on blacks? As in Rwanda. And kill almost a million of their own people. Why? Where is it coming from? Listen, I'll tell you a little story. I'll tell you a little story about Moses. I'll tell you a story about Moses. Okay. Oh, Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. This is listener-supported radio. Please, we can't get anywhere without your help. I don't mean to be mean to you. I just want to wake you up and say there's redemption for you if you will take... Listen to my meditation called the 7-Minute Meditation. It's free of charge. All right, no, David, I don't know where I was with this now because, I was saying Moses understood the Israelite, his own people. What he did, he saw people, he had to kill 20 million of his own when he went up the mountain, what was the name of the mountain anyway? I forget. And he comes down, Mount Sinai, yes. He comes down with the Ten Commandments and he finds people, worshipping the golden calf. And what did he do? There's no psychiatry. You can't fix that. They brought Egypt with them. So he killed all of them. 20,000 of them he killed. Not 20,000. Yeah, it was. No, I did I say a million? No, I didn't mean to say a million. 20,000, that's it. I thought I said 20,000. But anyway, okay, fair enough. So because you can't change them. And so he wandered around the wilderness for 40 years, not because he didn't know where he's going. He just waited for the ones that came out of Egypt to die and waited for the new generation. You see... But then, how did he have justice? How did he get rid of the frustration that is in every human being? He invented the scapegoat. In other countries, there were children being sacrificed to the gods for their redemption, and maidens, all those who couldn't defend themselves. But he took a goat, and everybody lays their hands on the goat and transfers the hostility to the goat, and the goat is and then killed. See? And so, all of us, every one of us must look at ourselves and see how we do to others. There's nobody, there's hardly anybody to some degree, bigger or smaller, larger or lesser, there's every one of us does to somebody, what was done to them, and the only alternative is to suppress it and yield to the bully. That is, and that will continue to cause all kinds of anxieties and fears and emptiness, which has got to be filled by the very spirit that emptied us, that caused us to do to others what was done to us, so that we're further and further away from God. And up they come, and we're looking for something to fill the emptiness of our lives, and we do it by doing unto others what was done to us. And then, right, then we have a dictator.
Round like a circle in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning, on an ever-spinning reel, like a snowball down a mountain.
This program is brought to you by the Foundation of Human Understanding, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Your financial assistance is absolutely necessary to keep this program on the air. All donations are tax deductible. Write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Call 1-800-877-3227 or visit FHU.com. Your financial support is greatly appreciated.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
You're right. I want to tell the audience, David, through you, and you can stop me anytime you want to. It says, why do we have a president who's a communist and defies and doesn't keep the Constitution, and we just sit and see it and nudge each other? It's him, Joe, you know. What could we do? Nothing. There's a lot you can do. But why do we have such a... How do we get such a communist, Marxist, communist, Leninist in the White House to demoralize us more than we have ever been demoralized before? And finishing the job, he's got one more year to work with. And this could be the final thing if we don't do something now and expect that maybe we'll win the election, you know, the Republicans with. There may not be anything like that. There are all kinds of strange things can happen between now and then. And the reason why you have this kind of man in power with all his confederates and all the people he chooses to keep around him, which are the extensions of him, is because America has become demoralized and mesmerized, and we're like alcoholics. The alcoholic or the drug addict, he gets a sense of worth by looking down into the forests of Brazil or wherever the dope comes from, and it rises to the occasion of his need to feel better than he deserves. And it's the same thing with the masses of people. The more demoralized you become, the more you sniff your nose at virtue and integrity and honesty and decency and caring and standing up for what's right, standing up for our country, standing up to your children, standing up to your wife, because you don't do all those things. We are demoralized. We do not exercise the strength of virtue and the virtue of strength. And so we are now demoralized. And so we elected that president the same way as the dope pusher rises up to satisfy and make the dope feel better than he deserves. And so the bigger number of people in this country, the reason why we went that way is because we've been demoralized and we've lost God, and now we're dealing with the devil that rises to the occasion of the needs, the problems he's created. And the problems he's created, see, the cure of what he's created, the cure that he offers, is worse than the cause. It's worse than the disease, worse than the problem. So every time he gives a solution to a problem, it's worse. And that's what's happening to our country. In other words, the pressures are building up, and more people are giving in and throwing up their hands and looking for government help And that's the name of, in other words, there's less and less of us and more of them. There's got to be somebody who says it like this. And, you know, I need to say this to my friends out there. I don't mean to be rude. I say to you that if you have a children with out of wedlock, it's only because you've been broken and you want children, you want someone to love you, but you don't know where the love is. You lost it when you were a child. And so when you grow up, you have that void, that vacuum, that emptiness that's got to be filled, and it's got to be filled with somebody. Or, yeah, something or somebody. Drugs or people who drug you and demoralize you, or you demoralize them. We're always to be demoralizing each other. You can see in the universities. I mean, it doesn't take much to spark an argument and a fight over nothing. A swastika appears on one of the dormitories. A black person. It could have been a black person who did it. Somebody's up to mischief. It doesn't take much to set us against each other. It doesn't take much to vent, to make us vent, to give us an excuse to vent as a group or as an individual. And the communists behind him understand how this all works. This is not accidental. This is a gradual decline into communism and slavery. And if we don't stand up now and don't repent of our sins, which God is waiting from the day you were born, God is waiting for you, or your Jesus is waiting for you. Before you were born, he's forgiven you before you were born, because you know you were born into it. But the way we deal with what's born into us as we come into the world is we continue doing it to our children, and the children continue up to be parents that do it to their children, and it gets worse and worse and worse, and more lax, and more throwing up your hands. See? And more and more are looking for pleasure, looking for answers that are always material and not spiritual. I have a technique. I have a gift. And if you go to my website, fhu.com, if you want to donate, that helps us. I'll give you the address in a minute, but just a minute to finish the point. There is a meditation called the 7-minute meditation. It is only 7 minutes. It has no offending words in it. If you are offended by any kind of religious jargon, it's just a way to be still and know. In other words, there's no words. There's nobody that can teach you this. This is not something, this is not an academic thing. This is a being stillness that allows the conscience to catch up with you instead of running from it into drugs and alcohol as a solution to your problem. It rises to the occasion of your need as you run away and want to feel better than you deserve. I don't know how to say it any better than that. Great. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, let me just give you my address. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. We need a lot of money to buy time, to buy space on radio stations. We only have a little time left, maybe three or four months. Who knows? But the quicker I can get this message out to people, and you see nobody's calling me and fighting me, nobody. Not even the bad guys. The bad guys are afraid of me. They're afraid of what I'm saying. Oh, I don't mean to say it. Excuse me. Let me continue. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Sorry about that, but we go to our second hour, and I'll repeat myself. So bear with me. We'll be right back. Thank you for supporting the program.